You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. All right, and Beefcake is back for another rendition of Beefcake's Bootcamp. Those of you who have been following with the episodes understand quite a bit about how our method works, how to use the mantra, the talking points, and you've probably been out in the field using them. And of course, that is the best way to learn, is of course by doing, not just listening and reading, but you kind of got to go out there and actually practice posting this stuff in various places and seeing the kind of reactions people get to it. And you actually, at first it might seem overwhelming, but after a while you start realizing that we start getting very consistent responses from the anti-whites. And it's one of the funny things about their programming is they think that all these ideas are their own, but that's part of the gag, that's been played on them by our enemy. I mean, it's not funny, it's white genocide. But nonetheless, it's like a joke's been played on them, they've been conned. And they have a number of stock replies, and we're so used to seeing them that all of the experienced swarm members instantly know what to pull out when it needs to be pulled out. And there are a couple of subjects I wanted to hit today that I have on my clips here. One of them is about remembering what your opponent says and also pointing out what your opponent says, because a lot of times they will actually make your point for you without you realizing it. And so you gotta watch for it and point it out when they say it. Sometimes you'll have an anti-white saying, well, why don't you pro-whites just go and make yourselves a country somewhere all just for your own people? Why don't you just go make yourself your own place to exist if you want a, nice white homeland to preserve your precious race? It reminded me of a conversation that Horace had on the Don and Derek Black show. I believe it was on the 6th. And they had anti-white Dave. I think he's the only really vocal anti-white who calls up their show on a regular basis. And for those people who watch that show, I've tried calling in on that show again several times, but for some reason I'm not getting through to them, so I'm not really sure what the connection issue is. I know they've had a number of logistics issues there, but if any of you other Swarm members are getting good at talking like this, go ahead, give them a call on the air. It's always good to show support for our method and what we're doing. Anyway, Horace is a regular guest on the show, and he was talking to anti-white Dave, and Horace did the asking questions method. Remember, we asked the questions, and when Dave was saying you need to make your own homeland somewhere, and Horace says, well, why haven't we done this? What do you think is in our way of stopping us from doing this? Why do you think we're talking here? And then Dave makes the point for him. He goes, well, the laws in this country state that you can't do that. This is the, and then Horace points out, he goes, that's the point. Now, of course, it was near the end of their show, and it was, there wasn't enough time for Horace to break it down and say, so, first you're saying, go make yourselves a homeland somewhere by saying that you're admitting that, we don't have a home, that we don't have any large enough area of land for our long-term sustenance that's exclusive to our own people. That would be how I define a home. We don't have one. You're acknowledging that we don't have one. And then when after you say, go make one, I ask you why you think we haven't yet, and you say because it's against the law, and we say that's the point. We're voicing disagreement with that law. And Horace didn't have time to recap it, but recapping what's happened in a conversation can be useful to an audience, especially when new people are coming into it. Sometimes people on a forum will sort of go to the last five posts on a thread before jumping in. So recapping and quoting what your opponent says is always very useful, and don't forget what they say, because sometimes they will make a very, very valuable point for you, and when your enemy makes a mistake, it's always good to capitalize on it. Now, you want to allow them to make the mistake. We're going to avoid correcting them on it, but you can use it to your advantage and to make a point, because that's what we do here is we make a point. Another example of making a point and using what your opponent says is one of the stock answers, that they'll use to justify white genocide. And of course, you always want to point out when they're justifying genocide by saying a negative thing about white people to justify why only we have lost the right to have a home. But one of the things they'll say is white people took the Indians' land. Now, this is one that Bob has pointed out about this, is that when they say white people took the Indians' land, one, they're admitting that they know race is real, and two, they're admitting that they know very well that races own land. They believe races hold claim to land. When they say you took somebody else's land, well, then that would imply they believe those people own that land. Therefore, they're admitting that races own land. So basically, if you're going to say Africa belongs to black people, then Europe should belong to white people, right? That's pretty simple. But a lot of times you'll have pro-whites will just let an anti-white say something. And again, swarm members, you guys are probably, if you're listening to this right now, you've probably noticed yourself doing this because, again, as you practice using the mantra and the talking points, you'll find out that it starts to get easier and easier because you're actually using an effective tactic. And when you use the effective tactic, you start coming across other things that you notice are effective too, and one of them is, again, call them out on it when they make your point for you. Well, we find a lot of pro-whites in these conversations around the internet that are pissing in the punch bowl when a mantra conversation comes up, and they start doing all the useless things like justifying their right to exist by saying whites are good at this and whites are good at that, and black people do this bad stuff and black people do that bad stuff, and basically they're justifying why they don't want us to be mixed with blacks and they're justifying their right to exist. But they're not making a point about white genocide, and they're getting into the wrong conversation. It's these same pro-whites that don't like to use the mantra or any parts of our methods that will generally allow their opponent to say something like white people took the Indians' land, and then they'll end up tailgating into a conversation about who really owned the land, and the Indians were really not as noble, and the Indians wiped out animals too, and Ice Age animals, and all this kind of stuff. But they fail to point out that their opponent just acknowledged that races own land. It's a very important thing. When they make your point for you, you point that out. Because nothing is more effective than pointing out when your enemy makes your point for you. We can make a point all day long, but when somebody comes out and says you guys can't legally have your own land, you point out that that's our point. That's why we're here talking about this. We're the only race of people in the world not allowed to have a home. So naturally, that's what we're voicing disagreement with. When they say, if they say you hate your country because you hate the laws in your country, you're saying, so in other words, you're saying if somebody voices disagreement with the law, then that means they hate their country. You're just bringing this argument up because you want to silence people from talking about something you don't want them to talk about, which is white genocide. And remember, keep bringing that conversation back to white genocide. I know they get sick of it, they get really sick of it, but that's the meme we're out here threading. That's the whole reason we're doing this. We got to get those memes out. And so remember, you got to keep pulling it back to white genocide. But when your opponent sticks their foot in their mouth, you point out that their foot's in their mouth, but not in such a way. Don't tell them not to say that, but just point out they just admitted that races own land, with the whole taking the Indians' land thing. You got to point out what they are actually saying when they make your point for you. When they say that you don't have the legal right to make anywhere for yourself, you let them know that is our point. That's exactly what we're disagreeing with, why we're being vocal, and why we're threading this meme. I'm trying to think of any new news to go over here because the rest of this podcast hasn't been very long. I'm seeing anti-white showing up more and more. That is currently our best soldier. White genocide is showing up more and more too, and our enemies are, I think, helping us with that more than we realize because they're constantly trying to debunk white genocide, but at the end of the day, they're still talking about white genocide. So don't be too discouraged when they start making websites and stuff like that that are trying to dispel what we're saying, that are trying to debunk the myth of white genocide. Don't worry about that because they're actually doing a favor for us. The only effective strategy the enemy has is silence, is just ignoring us entirely. And it's not really effective in the long term. It's still going to catch up with them, even if they don't address it. But that's the only thing they can do that doesn't speed the process up. So the more the enemy rolls in gray goo, the better. They've been very busy doing it. That is one thing that has been helping us out a great deal. In fact, I would consider it a badge of honor if somebody makes a web page dedicated to trying to smear you. And all it does is draws more attention to us and our message. In fact, sometimes it's hard to tell who's who because you could easily have somebody on, who appears to be in the enemy's camp, putting up false flags for the enemy, just to draw more attention to us. If that is members of the swarm out there doing that, bravo, guys. Good job. Because anything that brings more attention to our cause is good. Even if it seems strange, if it gets more attention to the meme, it just spreads it faster. If it is, in fact, anti-whites who are putting that stuff out there too, just consider you guys might have a problem in your own camp. You ever seen that movie, The Thing, where they can look like anybody? Yeah, you might have an undercover lover in your midst who's actually marching your own army into gray goo. So either touch our message and roll around in it. Hey, maybe I'm lying. Maybe there's a great way to roll around in gray goo safely. I encourage you to discover how to do that if you're listening. Trying to think. I had a conversation with an anti-white recently. I thought you guys might like to hear about this one. It was probably the nicest curse that an anti-white has ever said to me. And I'm wondering if anyone else out there has heard one like this too. And it just, I almost cried. I could have given her a hug, had she not been that look on her face, like she probably stabbed me with something. But it was wonderful, what she said to me. She says, in front of, the whole social gathering here was a holiday party recently, and I can't keep my mouth shut. It's my greatest personality flaw. And she says, "Well, I for one hope that you and all your, racist skinhead friends, because naturally I must be a, skinhead if I'm against my race going extinct. Anyway, I'm not going to interject here on this." She says, "I hope you and all your evil skinhead racist friends get exactly what you want. I hope you guys get yourself some nice white homeland and that you have to live without diversity. That you have to find out what it's like to live without all the gifts of multiculturalism and all the enrichment in your life. Go ahead and find out. You're going to have a boring life living in this only white country. Your little homeland, and you'll never be allowed back in ours. You go, that would be the most ironic punishment for you, would be having to live in the future that you want." And I thought, wow, so what you're saying is you're threatening me with having to live in an all-white country without diversity or multiculturalism, because that would be my ironic punishment. It was actually one of the few times I've been at a loss of words for what to actually say. All I could think to say to her is, "That's the nicest thing I think an anti-white's ever said to me." And if looks could kill. But anyway, I thought you guys might like that little story. I'm trying to think of anything else to discuss here. I've had kind of some big stuff, not bad things, but some good stuff going on in my personal life lately that has been occupying a lot of my time, but I have been away from doing the podcast for a while, and I want to get back here tonight and talk to you guys some more. If anything else comes up, I will make a podcast about it if it's something I can think of how to discuss or put into words properly. You guys can also email the guys at whitegenocideproject.com, and they can let me know if there's anything you guys have been asking about or wanting to hear my input on. I had some other ways of getting contacted up for a while. There was a handle I had over at Stormfront. It was just plain old Beefcake at Stormfront. I haven't checked it in a while. I started getting hammered with lots of messages from I don't know if there were people just registering the site who were anti-whites. Apparently, there's people out there that don't like Beefcake, that don't like the mantra, that we got anti-mantra pro-whites and anti-whites both just bad. I got sick of looking at it and having to rummage through emails that were a bunch of nasty grams for a while. And another one of my email accounts I shut down simply because it was associated with an email account to somebody else's that was hacked. So they knew my exchanges back and forth with this person. So I had to get rid of that old email address, got rid of all the information in it, trashed everything, deleted the trash, and started a new one. That one is known by the guys who are running whitegenocideproject.com. And if you got a question for me or a topic you think I could put into words, go ahead and let them know, and I'll be back with you guys when I need to be. And continue the good work, gentlemen. All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.